Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here at Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. Just a real quick message today. We talked last week about asking the right questions. And this week, I really wanted to bring a lot of emphasis to learning the importance of being still and being quiet. So many times, life just kind of takes off in its own direction. And before you know it, you're all up in arms about things that you have absolutely no control over. I've found for myself, the best remedy is to be still. Sometimes for me, being still means not to think at all. It means learning to quiet my inner voice, learning to quiet all of the chaos that is going on in my mind, and just to focus. Focus on my breathing, really. Focus on my breathing. Focusing on my spirit man, focusing on everything except the things that are causing me to feel like I'm up in arms. So one of the techniques that I use for being still is to always find a place of solitude. Find some place that you know you can't be contacted. Find a place where you can maybe silence your phone for a good 10, 15 minutes and really just sit and be still. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about being still and knowing. So, because a lot of times the things that we add so much thought process to, so much emotion and we pour so much into, are things that need to be given over to our God, because they're mostly out of our control. So if you find yourself being still and just knowing that God is in control of all of it, then it's going to be a moment that really, really is going to help you to be able to just go on and go on with clarity and strength. The very best way to be clear about what your future holds is to be still. I found that when I get overwhelmed a bit, and that happens to me often because I hadn't learned the technique of being still or being quiet. And I don't even stop at just doing this once a day. I do it a couple times a day. I actually have alarms set on my phone now when I rise in the morning and sometime in the afternoon, closer to 6 o'clock before dinner and things like that, when I'm very much so alert. And just a 15-minute alarm set where I just open up my mouth and I say, God, I'm here. And at this moment, I put myself in your presence. And I just want to cover myself with your spirit. And I just don't want to move outside of this moment. So I don't come to pray. I don't come to ask for anything. I just come to be still. I tell you, I've started this technique a few weeks back here, and it's working wonders. I have my final semester in college coming up here, and I'm worried about so many things and so many attacks that are coming, and I'm wondering how am I going to get through it. I found that if I can learn to be still in the midst of the storm, that I would pull through just fine. And those things that are going to be will be, and those things that are not meant for me, they're not meant for me. And I'm never getting frustrated about anything falling through the grasp of my hand, because I know that as long as I can be still and find myself in the presence of God, that everything that starts well will end well. And even the things that don't start so well will yet and still end well, because I understand the importance of speaking those things that be not as though they were. So today, and even furthermore, learn to be still and study to be quiet. Study to be quiet. And studying is just a basic practice of something that you teach yourself how to do. So it's just not enough to say, this is what I'm going to do, but you have to work at it. You have to practice day in and day out. Because I tell you, when I first started it, everything thinkable would cross my mind and I have to reject the thoughts and start over. Lord, oh no, here I go again. My mind is wandering. Things are happening. And I'm not being still. My mind is still racing. So it takes practice for you to actually quiet everything that's on the inside of you and really, really get to the core and the bottom, as to why it's important to take that quiet time and really connect and lay down the chaos. And then when you walk away from that just 15-minute interjection, you'll come back with clarity and precision on all of the tough decisions that are needed to be made. And this I can promise you, I can almost guarantee you this works because I tried it for myself. So on this week, we're talking about being still and being quiet. Last week, we talked about asking the right questions. And I'm going to leave you with this. Being still and being quiet doesn't mean that you have it all figured out. It doesn't mean that the world around you will be perfect. But in that moment of still, solemn clarity, you'll experience peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you all so much for listening on today. I pray that you continue to join me each and every Thursday for a new episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. And please do also check out my website at AuthenticallyOurLetta.com. You can also follow me on my Facebook pages at Authentically Our Letta, and like the page, and you can leave a review about how you feel the podcast has been impacting you. Thank you so much once again, and we'll be talking soon.